Sure.
So we last competed at St. Louis in April.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what that challenge was. I should.
It was called First Stronghold.
And what did you have to do?
So you had to build a robot to cross certain defenses and be able to shoot boulders into like a low goal and a high goal
Yeah.
and like scale a tower.
I remember that. And this is neat. It's an open-ended problem that teams from all over the country will work to solve. What's nice to meet you, and we'll meet our other violinist, and then I'll let you introduce yourself first.
I'm Chloe and I play the violin. I'm a sophomore and I'm 16 years old.
And when did you start playing?
I started playing when I was 5, so 11 years ago. And my friend actually started playing the violin before me. And one day I was over at her house and she like took out her violin and started playing. And then like that night I went home and I was like, I want to start playing the violin. So we found a teacher and yeah, here I am today.
Does your friend still play?
I don't think so, actually. But actually, her teacher originally was Miss Cooper, who's our high school orchestra director. And I didn't even know that at the time, but it's kind of funny.
That is something.
Yeah.
What else do you like to do?
Well, I play volleyball for the school and on a club team. And I like to play other instruments. Like, I sort of play the viola and the guitar and piano. Ukulele, you know, I like music a lot.
Oh, that's great. You guys are all really well-rounded, and it's good to have you here. Can you tell me the piece? We're actually in the midst of two movements. I'll let you mention what you're playing.
So this is Beethoven's String Quartet number 1, and we just played the first movement, and then after this, we're going to play the second movement.
And thank you for being here. And you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing it. Here they are, the Motto Quartet.
Thank you.
Orchestra Motto Quartet, as they appeared in our studios back in January of 2017. And there's a little bit more of them that you can hear at neighborhoodvoices.org. Sarah Halter is in the wings and will be joining us in a moment, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM Fort Collins, Colorado, and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Radio Garden, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and slbradio.org/radio.
I ought to know more than I know. I ought to know where this road goes. I ought to know great literature by heart, the history of art. This I ought to know.
I ought to know more than 1492. I ought to know what the Buffalo Bills do. I ought to know more than the quarterback's wounded knee. What happened in Sand Creek? This I ought to know, but I don't.
I ought to know about the sacrifices made. I ought to know ration stamps, air raids. I ought to know more than George C. Scott and John Wayne gets shot. This I ought to know.
I ought to know what the drinking gourd means.
I ought to know more than I have a dream. I ought to know about the back of a bus and the crack of billy clubs. This I ought to know, but I don't.
I don't know nothing about nothing, but I'm proud to stand upright. I don't know nothing about nothing, but my future looks so bright. Illumined by the light, laugh track, sound bite. Get it right. I ought to know.
the Malvinas with I Oughta Know, starting off this hour. A quick update on our year-end donor drive. Actually, somebody called and said, how are you doing, that already donated. Our total right now stands at $19,956. So we're $44 away from 20,000 even on the year. Our goal is 50,000 for year end. That might seem like it's a long stretch, but we have 17 days left and things sort of snowball starting next week. We hope you'll take a moment if you care to, if you enjoy this kind of radio, especially right now, if you like hearing live music from artists you would not necessarily hear otherwise, either because they're traveling through our region or because they're folks who are just creating music and straight from the heart and sharing it. Our door has been open for years for providing that kind of platform. And if that's something you enjoy, I hope you'll take a moment and consider making a contribution and then following up and doing so. Just a quick note that all this hour, I'm not going to break in, and maybe towards the end I will, but our lines are open, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO, 1-888-752-7234, or slbradio.org/donate is the other way. All of those methods allow you to securely and quickly make a contribution. Thank you if you've already done so. Enough said. We appreciate your support. And I appreciate the fact it's been, I think, 4 years. I think it's been a while since we've had Sarah with us. We'll see what she's been up to and learn a little bit about her. I remember her performance. I especially remember that guitar I'm looking at, which is a beauty. Here is Sarah Halter.
It's the culinary band. It's the culinary band.
That is Sarah Halter, and it's nice to have you back. I think Chad's going to make a quick adjustment.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And we'll let him do that. And I think we can talk as he's doing so.
Yeah,
tell me a little
good.
Bit about the first song.
That first song, it's totally unreleased. It's called Raven Lore. It's just about like the darker side of humankind.
Yeah, the raven finds its way into a lot of works, does it not?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I know. For those Edgar Allan Poe fans out there, you might connect with it, or just, you know, in general, like having like a, you know, meditating on the, you know, darker senses of humankind, and you know, evil in the world, how it like finds its way into all of us, and just like, you know, it can shatter us, can make us say nothing, can make us say too much, you know.
Yeah, evil's hard to define, isn't it?
It is very hard to define.
It often depends on context, mm-hmm. and it seems like it should be self-evident, but it mm-hmm. isn't always. Have you been writing a lot over the past couple of years? I know a lot of other folks I know with the pandemic have kind of turned inward, a lot of other performers, because it's been hard to get out and play.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I've been, I've been like writing new music, you know, to release eventually. But I've also released, and I've worked on a lot of like audio production DIY style for my most recent work, A Clockwork Destiny, which is available on my website, sarahhaltermusic.com, also my Bandcamp, sarahhalter.bandcamp.com, and all major platforms. I spent most of the pandemic actually like working on this by myself, because I kind of had a recent music career change. I was working with a progressive metal alternative metal band, Blue Clutch, but we had to part ways in early 2020. So most of 2020, I was working on recording this single and really like just going full force with the creative freedom on it. And it's been quite a journey. I've done some recent interviews with, you know, various press, you know, publications, First Angel Media. There's a whole review of the single on that. If you like metal, they're like, they feature a lot of local metal bands as well as like, you know, national ones as well. And I've just been working to promote that recently. But for writing, I have like some old songs that I've written that I definitely want to release in a future project, and also going forward with new music as well. So yeah, I've been quite busy with writing and rearranging and just going full force like with this new like solo career. I started like as an acoustic, mostly on the acoustic guitar back in 2015 when I started my, you know, ventures in Pittsburgh, but it's kind of been a, you know, very changing journey, evolved a lot over the years.
Where, help me, I should remember, but I don't, what brought you to Pittsburgh?
I just really didn't have anywhere to go after I worked in China and went to school to finish my bachelor's degree in Chinese language and creative writing.
How did
I finished
end
all
up
that
in China? Were you from born in China?
No. I studied Chinese language and culture in my undergraduate studies.
Okay, and then you went to China.
Did you talked about it in the last interview? Yeah. Yeah, no, I was not born in China.
Many people are hearing you for the first
right.
time anyway.
Yeah,
so I liked it. And so you came to Pittsburgh mm-hmm. after that experience.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm originally from central Pennsylvania, so it was like one of the cities, like I wasn't really sure where I was going to end up after, you know, I completed all my education in 2014. I wasn't really sure where I was going to end up, and I was just like, you know what, fresh start, might as well just start this music career thing and see where it goes. So Pittsburgh was like the you know, place where I end up is kind of close to home, but not too close, that kind of thing. So much more to do out here than there was in Central PA. I didn't want to start in State College, personally. Not that, you know, it's just I wanted to be in a larger population.
One thing I was curious about is metal is the genre. I hate to, you know, put music in the a particular pigeonhole or category.
Uh-huh.
But when I think of metal, I think of multiple people typically. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there are many people that present metal as a solo artist. Maybe there are, but you were mentioning doing DIY. Mm-hmm. Are you playing multiple instruments and layering some things? Or tell me a little bit about your recording process.
Yeah, recording a lot of like underground and like unsigned musicians, like there's like some people do metal, some people do, you know, any variation of it and other genres as well. But I think a lot of people are like learning new skills, you know, collaborating with others to just be more, you know, fully aware of the process of making music. And with me doing this DIY process with creating, I created my guitar parts, vocal parts, MIDI bass parts, MIDI synth parts. I didn't do the drums on the single. I actually met a drummer on the TikTok platform. In early 2020, started like liking each other's videos and kind of got to know each other that way. And he eventually offered, you know, his amazing drumming services. And his name's Daniel Stevens. He's Oklahoma City based. So we did this collaboration,
wow,
all online, you know, in like mid 2020, by the time I had like, you know, all the arrangements set. And then he eventually laid down the drums, and it turned out awesome. I was so happy with how this project turned out. And it's called A Clockwork Destiny, by the way, for those who are just listening.
I like the name. Sarah,
thanks.
Halter is who we're speaking with. I want to quickly interject a thank you to Gretchen, who just made a contribution and put us over our $20,000 level. Thank you. And I couldn't help but to notice there was another phone or two ringing as Gretchen was online. If you've had any trouble getting through, feel free to call us again at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Sarah, as she performs, I didn't want to stand up and grab the phone, but there's only a few of us here now. Let's get to some more music. What would you like to play next?
I'm going to play another of my unreleased songs. I wrote this back in like 2016. Played it a lot live with my previous band, Blue Clutch. It kind of has like a bluesy vibe, like hard, just rock and roll style. It's called Whiskey in the Kitchen.
Once again, Sarah Halter.
Time again when the season starts to break. No going back to those cold summer days. It's about time we had the chance to get away. Going up to see your folks for a bleak holiday. Raining in Boston on a Tuesday afternoon. Whiskey in the kitchen goes round. And then to you, no sign or warning of a bad attitude. Whiskey in the kitchen goes round. And then to you, and then to you, then to you. Unknown cues to fight you make me restless and blue. There's no apology for what you did and didn't do. Now here's a story for when life runs us through. The wounds on my soul are starting to ooze. It's raining in Boston on a Tuesday afternoon. Whiskey in the kitchen goes round. And then to you, no sign or warning.
That's Sarah Halter here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We talked about your guitar last time, but we have to talk about it again because it's really beautiful. I'll try to put a picture up on Facebook while the next song is playing. But it's just this beautiful green. You can describe it better than me. You probably know how it was made.
it's an Ibanez acoustic guitar. It was like a limited, I think it's still like a limited series. It's a zebra wood series. It has stripes on it, and it's like, it has this like warm, like light brown color with a darker brown stripes. It kind of looks like a zebra.
It very much looks like a zebra. Is that the grain of the wood, or did they...
It's all inlaid.
Yeah,
like it's sanded now. It's all really smooth.
It's beautiful, and
the
headstock matches it pretty mm-hmm. much.
Yes.
So you end up getting this, just this beautiful, kind of linear effect. A picture will be worth more than however many words I've used to describe things. Quick thank you to Doug. I appreciate your contribution just now. Sarah, we should have you come more often. People are donating
money
during our donor drive here.
Yes, thank you very much. SLB Radio is great. I had a great time the last time, and this time is wonderful. You guys do great stuff for the community and feature a lot of wonderful local art and just music.
Well, and you got to see all that construction out there. The next time you're here, all that construction dust will be gone, and there'll be comfy chairs and classrooms and all sorts of things. But right now, it's a mess out there. It's something. Are you playing out anywhere soon?
I currently don't have any gigs booked right now, but recently I've made a few appearances. Recently, I was I think it was back in September. I was part of an experimental guitar show, which is awesome. Eric Sorelli and Manny Theiner, these two guys, they run the Experimental Guitar Nights in Pittsburgh. They're really awesome. It's kind of underground, but man, they're so exciting, and it's such a great vibe. I don't sing during those. I just play my electric guitar. But that was so much fun.
I have a picture of Manny at my desk, and I'm not kidding you.
It's a little
Shepherd Fairey tick off. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's
I've known
Manny for a long time.
Yeah.
A few years. I don't know.
He's great. Yeah.
I don't know why I have that, but I do, and it makes me smile when I see it.
Yeah, no, he's a great dude. If he's listening, say hey.
Oh, he's listening. But, hey, Manny.
Awesome.
And Eric does great work too. That had to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it was a blast. Yeah, it happens. They're trying to bring it back monthly, I think. I haven't been able to make one just because I've had plans and a lot of stuff going on recently in the past couple months since I played there. But that was a great time. I was also the feature artist, I think around the same time, for the Funhouse at Mr. Small's Acoustic Cafe open mic. Nice. I played a 30-minute acoustic set for that. And then a couple weeks ago, I was their house guitarist at that open mic as well.
Oh, that had to be fun.
Oh, it was a blast. Yeah, just providing background chords and lead guitar, lead guitar lines for performers. Everybody's really professional, and it was very professional, but also in a very, loose and open environment, which I love that about the house band at the Acoustic Cafe. And I'm happy that I'm a heavier player, with metal, but I mean, I can do, tons of other genres, styles too, but I'm happy that they are very, open to having someone who specializes in metal to bring, perspective on the guitar and to, be so cool and friendly to.
Do folks show up without instruments to share music ever?
Yes. There have been a couple who have done some acapella acts. Honestly, yeah.
Where they've needed some backup, though, from the band?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there was a spoken word artist who wanted band backup while he read this poem, and that was a fun experience. The band we just all got together, and we just kind of went forward, and it was actually more cohesive than I thought it was going to be for, us never really rehearsing or playing with each other, so...
Sarah Halter is the voice you're hearing, and you can find more about her music at sarahhaltermusic.com, or just Google Sarah Halter Pittsburgh, maybe, and you'll be able to find her broadcasting live, honestly, live right now, December 11th, from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green, who we thank for a great mix. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on independent radio stations, and we appreciate your support as well. A quick note, there's a lot of heavy weather this morning. I mentioned we're live, and you may have seen that Kentucky was really hit with a lot of very damaging storms. I understand there are some high wind alerts in much of our listening area. There was a time when I would go out of our way to mention all of these. And in the advent of cell phones and the internet, my sense is you probably are aware of it, But in the event you're not, please take care if you're heading anywhere today. It is, you know, I when I stepped out of the house this morning, it felt like spring. It was so warm. And now as the temperatures change and those thermals change, it creates storms and winds that really are forces to be reckoned with. So please take care. With that, Sarah will create a bit of a storm of her own. What do you want to share next?
My next song, I'm actually going to play an acoustic arrangement from my most recent single, A Clockwork Destiny. The song is called Frozen Magnolias. And then I've never played this live before, so bear with me. I mean, I got it pretty polished, but, you know, bear with me. It is kind of a new arrangement. Here's Frozen Magnolias, part of my as part of my two-track single, A Clockwork Destiny, now available on my website, my Bandcamp, and all major platforms. Your eyes turn inward, drawing one look to the past, so
drawing me.
And may Godspeed, Godspeed till the end.
Sarah Halter and Jess put a picture of her and that beautiful guitar up on Facebook for you to take a look at. That's a great version of that song. I liked it.
Thank you.
A lot, and I'm honored that you played it here for the first time.
Thank you. Yeah. No, I'm happy to have an acoustic version, you know, for any, like, you know, acoustic, like, future acoustic appearances. The other song on that single, I could make an acoustic one, but it's really, really difficult. It's more of like a, it's definitely designed to be like a heavier, like, electric guitar song.
Yeah,
progressive metal. I don't know for anybody who listens to that, but yeah, if you look at my most recent work, it's going to sound a lot different. And I also do, I'll make note, I do some screamed and distorted vocals on it as well. So, yeah, I go back and forth.
There could be a place for that. there definitely could be. You know, folks, it's good to experiment and try different kinds of things. People change over time.
It's a modern, it's a very common trope in metal music to do distorted vocals in various subgenres. And but I kind of like to put my own spin on it as well, because I love doing clean vocals too. So, like, I like to go back and forth, mix it up.
Did you play in bands as a kid?
Other than, like, my high school jazz band, not any, like, rock bands. No. Yeah, ever since moving to Pittsburgh, it was my first time, like, with, like, you know, that kind of band experience.
How did that happen that you got interested in playing in a metal band? I mean, sometimes musicians will, you know, discover the joy of doing that as a teenager maybe a little bit older.
I've always loved metal as a kid. Like, growing up, the first time I heard, like, heavy metal music, I was just, like, so, you know, transfixed. I remember the first time I think I heard it, I was at my uncle's house, and he had a Rob Zombie CD. And I was interested, and I was like, ooh, what's this? Because I was just trying to play and listen to, you know, a whole bunch of different music. And there's a whole bunch of, you know, other classic music that he had. And I turned on the Rob Zombie, and it was like, whoa, I love this. I just, you know, kind of got it.
I bet your uncle had a big grin on his face after that.
Yeah. I don't know if they realized, but then my mom found me, I think, like, surgery, like, oh, don't, like, oh, like, you can't, I don't know, like.
Here's some Broadway showstoppers. So.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how that went, but I know I was sneaking around. I remember, like, trying to sneak around to listen to it more, like, at the time.
What artists did you like particularly?
When I was a young kid? I loved, I listened to, like, a lot of stuff that was just on, like, you know, the rock radio as I got older, like, you know, whatever was popular at the time.
But I mean, in the metal genre, are there some that you really went to?
Oh yeah, like with metal, like I mean, recently I've discovered tons of new bands since, you know, really getting into it. But I love the Euro scene bands in the Euro scene. They're excellent. Nightwish, I love. I started like, you know, getting like to the style of music, like Evanescence was always like a top one. Like, when I was a teenager, I was really into them. Recently, like, more, you know, technical metal bands like Meshuggah, they're very, you know, like, very technical. They're awesome.
Are they US based?
No, they are, oh god, they're Euroscene.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're awesome. What else, man, my mind is just blanking because I'm just like, it's just so cool to be in the studio.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of modern bands.
You've told me something I didn't know, and that there is an international scene.
For
metal, which as I think about it, doesn't surprise me. But it's not a sector I know that much about.
Yeah, so. No, it's all good. Yeah, oh, I'm happy to talk about it.
Have you gone over there?
No, not yet. Not yet. I've been working with a couple of publicists that promote internationally, And I am going to be featured in, I know, like, there's Power Magazine, which is Spain-based,
mm-hmm.
soon. I've been, yeah, working. Like, everybody who I worked with has been, like, so cool.
Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't
but
that be
yes,
fun
yes, I would
to...
love to. Yeah, recently, like, the person who did my interview, is like, if you ever need any help in Spain, like, booking, I'm like, yep, absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to be contacting you. I mean, I would love to come play over there.
Spain's a nice place.
I'm sure it's beautiful. Yeah.
It's one of the parts of Europe I've spent some time enjoying. Sarah Halter is who you are hearing right now, and it's such a pleasure to have her with us today. Do take care with high winds around the area. There are some warnings, and I want to be sure you are aware of those. I know Westmoreland County in particular is one area for which some alerts have been published. I think we have time for two more
songs?
If we're on the same page. And again, you can find Sarah at sarahhaltermusic.com or wherever fine music is downloaded, streamed, digitized, and all those sorts of things. What would you like to do next?
Yeah, I have two more songs planned, which is great. Works out perfectly. The next song that I'm going to do, it was a track from my first solo acoustic EP that I released in 2016. It was called, the EP was called Little Gravedigger. You can listen to it and find it on my Bandcamp. I don't have it on other platforms right now, but if you go in my Bandcamp, you can stream or buy it there. It's very pared down acoustic. It was like the first project, the major recording project that I did. But the track that I'm going to play from that project is called Cognitive Dissonance.
we're begging, I won't contribute to all those needles you put.
That's a heck of a song. That's Sarah Halter, A Cognitive Distance.
Dissonance.
Oh, it is dissonance.
Yeah,
Oh, no,
yeah,
no.
I probably slipped up.
No, I know the expression cognitive dissonance. Yeah. I thought you had a play out of words with distance.
Oh, no, no. First. That's interesting.
A Clockwork
Destiny.
Destiny.
A Clockwork Destiny.
Which,
that's my recent two tracks.
You know, made me think of the play on A Clockwork Orange. But when I heard, I thought I heard you say distance, but dissonance.
Dissonance,
but
yeah.
Regardless of the title, it's still a great song.
Oh, thank you.
That's something. You'll have a chance to learn more about Sarah at her Bandcamp page, or I found her website, which we linked to be a great jumping off point. A lot of photos, a bio, links to all the places where you can learn more about her. And that's simply sarahhaltermusic.com. Mm-hmm. Easy enough to get to, you know, without any trouble. Sarah with an H. So two H's, Sarah H, then H for Halter, but you'll be able to figure that out. Is there anything else you wanted to mention? This is more or less our last chance to chat.
Yeah, I just want to say, anybody who's listening, thank you for listening. If you're interested in hearing more, learning more, go to those websites mentioned. I'm going to be working on probably like a new longer project for the coming year. I need to start on it soon. I already know where I want to go with it, but life has been, you know, crazy. But I think around, you know, as soon as I can get some time to start recording, I'm going to go full speed ahead with that into 2022. I can't wait to see what 22 brings for me and for everyone out there, you know, working on your music projects and art projects and everybody here at SLB Radio. Just want to say thank you again for having me. Thanks to Larry. Thanks to Chad. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks to
awesome
Alexis,
being here. And
who
Alexis.
I should who
yeah,
I should
Alexis and Amy, mm-hmm, she actually contacted me first, but then I heard from Alexis after.
Oh, that's
that.
Great.
So,
that's
yeah,
great.
Just big shout outs to everybody.
Alexis, an associate producer whose name is not, I try to mention everybody every week, but I don't always, but Alexis books all of our guests, and you know, in a typical year, we have 600 to 700, no exaggeration, people, that many people on the radio between telephone interviews and live performances and youth performances. And she takes care of all of those, and it's a really important responsibility. And I know personally it's not always easy because I've done it. And so we're grateful for her. What would you like to finish up with?
I'm going to finish up a newer song that I've written, and I'm still like kind of working on the final arrangement of it. But it's a song about basically trauma. It's called Bad Touch. Thank you.
to make this fade away into yesterday. Hold out, so used, trying to salvage all I've given to you. I've been waiting to smile from what you say. Still hasn't happened, not today. Ooh. I've been
Sarah Halter, thank you again for being with us. Thanks, too, to Allison Popieski here with us from Attack Theater. Bill Humphrey from the Western Pennsylvania Model Railroad Museum. Storyteller Mike Perry along with Alex and Maggie, his grandkids, here along with his daughter also, and his wife. Thanks to our students that we had today, both Ethan as well as Tyler from Keystone Oaks. And thanks again to Sarah Halter. We'll look for you next week here on the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for your support, too.
And, of course, then the train comes by as soon as I get on the microphone. You are tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio, WMCK.FM, McKeesport. And independent freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh. It's 12 o'clock. A sad note to begin today's program on. Thank you, Train. Those of you who follow me on Twitter and Facebook know already. For those of you who do not, Doug Goffis has passed away. Doug was the host of Goffis Golden Oldies, heard here on 88.3 WRCT and on Tube City Online Radio. He was also the former public service director of WRCT. And was a big impetus, force in getting an internet radio station started in McKeesport. Doug was one of those people who pushed everyone around him to live up to his standard, to do their very best. And I realize even as I'm saying this, I'm not doing that great. So hopefully Doug is not angry at me. Doug passed away on Thursday. He had a brief illness, but I'm told by his family that the cause was COVID-19. So Doug has three more shows, actually. Doug, being a professional, had planned shows out till the end of the year. Today, next week, and the following week, he's already got his shows planned out. So we will be able to enjoy Doug's show, Goffis Golden Oldies, at 3 o'clock today and for the next few weeks. And then in the weeks coming, we will Eric O'Brien and I are discussing doing some sort of a tribute show to Doug. Anyways, thought I'd play a little something that Terry Lee used to play as his sign-off song, and we'll dedicate this to Doug before we get today's show going. This is Lou Johnson from 1962. Thank you anyway, Mr. DJ on Radio 9.
Thank you anyway, Mr. DJ, for the play. But music can wash away, no, can wash away my tears. I miss my baby so. So